Hello, Jack. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations being in the playoffs once again.
Thank you.
The one of the things that's interesting about this game and about your team is your tandem of running backs. They're actually fun to watch. You don't get many combinations in this league that have such a entertainment value, but obviously they mean a lot more than just entertainment to you.
No question about it. They're both very good football players, very unselfish, and had a good year. Both of them had good years.
Fred is a kind of a unique person in the fact that he's 31, still has the same, his numbers are still very high, and he talks about the fact that that Drew was heaven sent to him. It helped his career. What's the dynamics that you had using your running backs against the opponents and how you use them?
Well, you know, first thing is when Maurice arrived here, he immediately sought out Fred and let him know how much he respected him as a player and how much he wanted to learn from him. So I think that was a great way to start that relationship. And, Fred has maximized here toward the end of his career. He's really maximizing everything he has as a football player and is having a great season because of that. I mean, he's everything he can bring to Sundays, he's bringing. And so the two combined have been an excellent 1-2 combination for us all year.
Coach, what went into your thinking of making the move to Garrard? And obviously it has worked out well for you, but if you could then talk about it, has it worked out as well as you had hoped?
I'm sorry?
First of all, your thinking on why you made the move to Garrard from Leftwich. What went into that thinking?
Well, I mean, that's obviously something that happened several months ago, and there's been a lot of talk about it. The bottom line is as a football team, we've moved forward, and we put together a strong year, and going up against an incredible opponent this weekend, in the playoffs. So, I mean, we just want to focus on that.
David obviously has played very well. What do you think his strengths are?
Well, he's a good football player, works hard at his trade, and I think that his best football is still in front of him.
On the fourth down play, what was that originally? Can you say what that was supposed to be before he took off and made the big fourth down conversion in Pittsburgh?
No, I really don't want to get into specific plays.
Well, was that then a case of just his field presence and the ability to see it there and take advantage, or how much credit does he get for pulling that off?
Well, obviously, when you execute a play, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, there's well-blocked and well-executed on a lot of different levels, and then, obviously, the ball carrier, did a nice job on it.
Hey, one more question on Garrard in that sense. His interception ratio, obviously, very low. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it starts with good decision-making, and, obviously, the offensive line, the backs, the tight ends, everybody's involved in protection. Got to do a nice job, and I think the entire process of knowing where his problems are, knowing where he needs to go with the ball, and making good decisions, I think that's all part of it.
Jack, you would certainly have a perspective on Teddy Bruschi, an undersized guy, a defensive end who's now 34 and playing at a high level, and you were a linebacker of note at the time at your size and all. What's your view of him and what he does and what problems he poses?
Well, Teddy, I've watched him for a number of years. I think he's done a great job of preparing every week and being a playmaker, in particular in big games. He seems to come up with big plays in big games, and been a very good football player, very productive football player for a number of years. And anytime a guy prolongs his career, and they have another one there, Junior Seau, that I know very well, being a Southern Cal guy, but. Anybody that extends their career and plays at a high level like they have has really paid the price and worked hard at the conditioning and taking care of their body, and it's important to them, so you got to respect that.
You have a team that has grown. This is your fifth year, and is there a difference, Jack, in playoff tempo, playoff pace? As a coach, do you see the difference, and even during the week as you prepare for a playoff game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you always want to compete and play well. I think the biggest difference is that we all recognize, players and coaches on all the teams there are eight teams that are left. And I think all of us understand that when you get into the postseason, it's a single elimination tournament. So, I think with that brings more intensity. And that's involved in everything, in the preparation, in the amount of energy that's brought in on game day and then throughout the course of a ball game.
Jack, can you comment on Mark Duffner and the job he's done working with your linebackers?
Are you from Maryland or Cincinnati or one of those areas where he's been?
Holy Cross.
Yeah. Coach Duffner's done a nice job for us. He's got a wealth of experience. He works his guys very hard and brings a lot of energy every day to the job.
Let's talk about the Patriots. You're playing the elite team, maybe the greatest team of all times, and then maybe not. Going into this game, what are some of the things you view about the Patriots that you know that you're going to have to deal with at a high level?
Well, I think it's probably the greatest collection of talent and coaching that's ever been assembled. I think they've got really an all-star cast. I think you've got some certain Hall of Fame players. You've got a whole slew of all-stars, Pro Bowl type guys, and the coaching staff's very strong. So, we've got a lot of respect for what they've been able to accomplish, not only this year, but over the last, 5 or 6 years. So, obviously, we've got our work cut out for us, and it's a huge challenge, and a great opportunity. And so we're just gonna do the best we can to put a good plan together and bring a lot of positive energy and go in there and compete.
Jack, in that sense, you have no Pro Bowlers, or didn't until Fred got in as an alternate. Your reaction to having your guys, I don't know if slighted is the right word, passed over, shall we say?
Well, Fred's been a great player for us, and one of the great players in the history of this franchise. And it's not been a long history. We've only been, a team for a short time. But, Fred has been, the face of the Jaguars. And I'm really pleased that he's been selected and will get the opportunity to go play. He's a very deserving player, and we've appointed him team captain, and I'm just real happy for him for his individual honor. I know that he'll tell you that he's most excited about the opportunity to go fight for a championship, and obviously we've got a very talented team in front of us that we're preparing for right now.
Coach, you obviously had Kyle Brady last year. There was a game against the Patriots when Maurice, I believe, ran for 74 yards, ran up against Brady, fell down, got up again. What did that tell you about Maurice's field presence, his ability to make plays when even one of his teammates was trying to block, kind of got in his way?
Well, Kyle was trying to tackle him on that play. I think he knew he was going to be a Patriot this year. So. Maurice, he's an exciting football player, obviously, and I think it caught him off guard a little bit that he didn't actually go down, and they may have pulled up on the play a little bit, but no, he's an exciting football player, obviously.
Jack, just to go back to what you were saying about the Patriots, how has Randy Moss impacted this offense, and what has he brought to the Patriots, a dimension that he brought to the Patriots this year?
Well, they were a great team without him. It just added another weapon, to be able to add a guy like that, a future Hall of Fame kind of guy, be able to add that kind of talent to your team when you're already strong. It just makes it difficult to defend. I mean, they're very good. He's very good, and obviously it's just another big weapon that you got to try and defend.
It's probably not a coincidence, Jack, that. That Taylor ran for 100 yards in your last five games, and you finished very strong. That seems to be the key to your success, isn't it?
Well, we've worked hard to have balance. Certainly, we pride ourselves on being able to run it, and a lot of things, result in opportunities off of people's attempts to try and slow a run game. So, it's really where we've started, and we're evolving as an offense. We've worked hard to become more than just a running team. We believe we've made strides and that we are making progress in terms of developing the passing part of our offense. We know we need to do that to be able to score and to be able to win against the great football teams like the one we're facing this weekend. So, it's obviously has been a big part of what we do and what we're about, but we also recognize that the need to develop the other part of our game.
Jack, after your game against the Patriots last year, I saw some comments you made that you thought one of your players should have speared Tom Brady. Do you wish you could have had that one back, what you said?
No, that first of all, that was it was not a real accurate depiction. I was asked the question. I reused the same word in the statement. Bottom line is, he got a first down earlier in the game where we thought he was going to pull up and slide, and he didn't. And we need to, if the guy's being aggressive making a play, which he should, then we need to go make a play to stop it. That's all. And I have a lot of respect for him, obviously, and those kinds of things tend to get blown out of proportion.
Great. Jack, thank you very much. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for talking with us.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.